This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. We have freedom of speech, but how about freedom to bark? The question in this case was whether a person has a constitutional right to bark at a police dog. The case got started at 3 in the morning in Athens, Ohio, when Jeremy and Sevler's friends came upon a police car, the lone occupant of which was a very large police dog barking continuously. For some reason, Jeremy decided to bark back, which caused the dog to get really excited, jumping back and forth between the front and back seats. A police officer immediately arrested Jeremy for violating a state law that makes taunting or harassing a police dog a crime. Jeremy pleaded not guilty, arguing that freedom of speech must include the freedom to bark. And the trial judge and an appeals court agreed, stating Jeremy wasn't warned, and basically barking at a dog from more than 30 feet away tamed taunting. I don't recommend barking at police dogs, but clearly in this case, the police were barking up the wrong tree. This is Neil Chayette, looking at the law.